This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with another classic episode. This topic is a favorite of mine. It concerns a tune that became a sort of musical word or phrase for death and gloom, and it absolutely permeates pop culture. I'll let former Lauren explain. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. You've heard it during Star Wars, The Shining, even Home Alone. For decades, clever composers have woven elements of a particular medieval dirge into film soundtracks to convey a sense of dread and general doom where the script calls for it. Known widely as The Day of Wrath, the original Latin title for this piece is Dies Irae, which can also translate to such sunny concepts as Judgment Day, the end of the world, and death in general. The piece features a mere handful of notes. Here's the basic tune. It was originally composed back in the 13th century by a Franciscan monk named Thomas of Celano. Little did he know that one day his piece would be revered, repurposed, and otherwise showcased in many of the biggest films to hit Hollywood. Hardly what we would call a complex musical work by today's standards, the piece doubles as a requiem chant and features some pretty sobering Latin lyrics. Translated into English, the first two lines read, "Day of Wrath, the day that will dissolve the world into burning coals." Here's a sample.
Dies irae, dies ira, salves egum invadina, te sedari.
Mozart and Verdi are just two of the composers who wrote original requiems based on Dies Irae. The hymn's first big movie exposure was in 1941's Citizen Kane, but the musical motif, once you know what to look for, is ubiquitous. It's prominently featured in the opening strains of The Shining.
¶¶
and a variation on it is included in the ultra-famous Jaws theme. Very appropriately, we might add, the shark is death and doom manifested. It's in Star Wars when Luke Skywalker faces the loss of his aunt and uncle. And it's used throughout the Lord of the Rings series to build a sense of foreboding. Occasionally, composers go with a winking approach when incorporating the dirge into a soundtrack. In the stop-motion animated film The Nightmare Before Christmas, an entire song, Making Christmas, is based around the sequence.
Making Christmas is so fine.
And in the 90s blockbuster hit Home Alone, our young hero Kevin is regaled with the urban legend of Old Man Marley, the rumored South Bend shovel slayer. When Kevin lays his eyes on the guy, composer John Williams cues up a well-placed strain of Dies Irae to get the point across. Kevin is terrified, and his imagination is running away with him. But Dies Irae isn't only effective in films. The University of Georgia, for example, uses it to intimidate their opponents into accepting the impending doom that the song implies. It's a staple at UGA football games and is frequently played for the crowd by the Georgia Redcoat Marching Band. Today's episode is based on the article, Why Soundtracks Love the Day of Wrath, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Aaliyah Hoyt, with musical cues provided by David W. Collins. For more from David, including a full and fabulous episode about Dies Irae as popular music's word for death, check out his podcast, The Soundtrack Show. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit-tested for all-day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And, not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.